Good morning. This is Ellen Daly, Vice President of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, welcoming you to today's edition of Orange Chamber Chat.
Good morning. This is co-host, Andrea Bear.
Andrea, who are you?
Director of Events for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. It's so exciting to be here with you again. I hope you're doing well out there this morning.
Yeah, and our guest this morning on Orange Chamber Chat is Charis Orzechowski.
Charis Orzechowski, very, very close, but you get a free pass. You get a free pass.
Yeah, I asked her how to pronounce her name.
We've been rehearsing it.
But anyway, she's a relatively new chamber member. She's an attorney, and she's got a really, really interesting background.
Yes.
And Charis, tell us about yourself.
All right. I'll start it off with saying that law is a second career for me. Yeah. I'm a 36-year-old woman now and proud of it. Once upon a time when I was a little baby girl of 21 years old, I delved into CDL driving, commercial driver's license driving. And my very first job was as a furniture mover out of Westchester County, driving one of those little B-class straight job trucks, one of those little van trucks you see rolling
around. I wish we were on the TV so you could see this person that's sitting next to me that's talking about moving furniture and driving tractor trailers. She's just a finger big. Just
I tell you, I came in for the interview for that furniture moving job because I went in for the job because I knew I wanted to drive. It was something that would make money that I didn't need a college degree for, because at the time I didn't have
smart
a college.
Smart is that. People need to think more logically.
You
like
get
that.
You have to get a trade under your belt sometimes. Yes, so I walked in, and the giant furniture mover supervisor is looking at me, and he says, well, we will train you to be a truck driver, but you're going to have to move all the furniture just like the guys. Yeah. And I said, will I ever have to move anything heavy alone? And he said, no. And I said, well, then I can move anything you got.
You go, girl.
That's right. And so with that job, I actually moved rental furniture, both office and residential rental furniture, all over the tri-state area.
Wow.
We drove that truck all over Manhattan, Connecticut, Harlem.
Yep, and you never had to join a gym, right? Because you got your exercise during the day.
At one point, I measured the biceps of a 14-inch python.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm telling you. Driving in Manhattan in a car is not easy. And she's doing it with a tractor trailer.
I did it with a tractor trailer eventually. And with this job, it was just kind of a starter job where it was a smaller truck. I knew I wanted to move up to tractor trailer, and I really had to try myself out on the small truck to make sure that I could take that difficult driving and then step it up a notch by being in a larger vehicle, having that longer stop time, having to look ahead to make sure nothing's in my path, because of course you can't maneuver like you can with a car in Manhattan.
Yes.
And so once I did that for 9 months, I said, guys, that's it. I'm going out over the road. And I signed up with CR England and Sons, which is a national and actually international trucking company that trains its own tractor trailer drivers. Mm. My very first license, they shipped me out to Salt Lake City via a Greyhound bus to go to their main training facility in Salt Lake City, Utah. And my very first license I had for a month was with Utah before I transferred it to New York. And then I was a tractor trailer driver, CDL Class A licensed driver in the state of New York, actually to this day. But I drove tractor trailers for 8.5 years total.
Wow. So you do cross country, you go long distance.
I did cross country for about a year and a half.
Good
and I saw
you.
The whole country.
And now,
well, at least you see the highways, and you get a pretty decent view of the jackalope. So,
she just branched off right to being an attorney that will help the tractor trailer drivers, so she can speak from experience.
Well, tell us how that happened.
Tell us,
That was pretty much exactly my process. I really wanted to go back to school, and it was finally the right time. And I went back to school at SUNY New Paltz, excellent, excellent college.
Oh yes,
for my political science degree, and because I knew political science would translate well to a law degree. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I wanted to go into law because the very first pre-law class I ever took, it was it was really a mental transition for me. All of a sudden, here was a new trade.
Yes.
Here was a new set of tools that I could use to possibly influence how people relate to each other and how society constructs its expectations around how people behave. So I definitely knew I wanted to go to law school at that point. Went to Rutgers Law School in Newark, also an incredibly good school and also a state school. I was incredibly privileged to be able to go to such a nice school with such a great student body. And I got my law degree in May of 2013. I'm recently admitted to the bars of the state of New York and New Jersey. And that combined with my CDL license, I think it puts me in a really good position to be able to finally help out the drivers and to help out those trucking companies using my background. As I understand, I'm like, you know, no other lawyer out there is really going to.
Right. That's, you know what? Tell our listening audience where they can find you, how they can contact you. I mean, we have a long way to go, but you got to get that out there real soon because the truckers are getting ready to pull out and they want to know.
I'm telling you, right now the guys know it's DOT season. Yeah. On the way over here, did we not see three trucks pulled over on Interstate 84?
That's right.
They still got ice on the roof.
Yes.
You mean they're being pulled over by the police?
They've been pulled over by...
They need you.
Yep, the state troopers. And these guys, they need it because there is a DOT season. Once things start to warm up in the springtime, it's time for, and this is respectable, it's time for law enforcement to make sure that the trucks are in compliance with the state and federal regulations, which enable our country to have become safer with regard to tractor-trailer driving accidents.
I don't want to drive behind a tractor-trailer with snow all over the top of it because it just blinds you behind. So I can understand.
And there are fines attached to if you are injured, if your car gets hit with snow, there are fines attached to that. Yeah. And you know what? If a truck driver is going to get in trouble, why shouldn't they have a lawyer accompany them to court? Mm-hmm. And in a lot of ways, truck drivers, they have to protect their licenses more than ordinary people have to protect their licenses. The fact that they use it to make a living. They can't just get a ride to, you know, the job and then, you know, spend the rest of the day behind a desk.
That's right.
They're entitled to good representation in court with somebody that will understand, you know what, my sight distance was impaired then, you know, or I absolutely, my brakes were absolutely working when I left the job this day. Mm-hmm. You're entitled to somebody to understand your position.
Mm-hmm. So how do you get the word out to the appropriate audience for what you do?
Well, first off, I've got a website. Check me out. colaw.attorney. I have a website that's really easy to find. You can even Google tractor trailer lawyer Washingtonville, New York. My website is going to pop up. I'm attorney Charis O. That's Charis Orzechowski, colaw.attorney. And I can also be reached by my phone number, 845-497-0097. And you know what? If you're listening to this right now, you need me, call my cell phone, 845-401-1403. Reach me anytime. If you get my voicemail, I promise you I'm going to give you a call back.
And if all else fail, you know you can just call the Orange County Chamber
and ask for that
tractor-trailer lawyer. We'll know how to find
Speaking
her for
of
you.
Speaking of tractor-trailer lawyer, are you unique? I mean, are there many of you out there?
There's not a lot of us out there.
No.
While there are lawyers which definitely do help tractor trailer drivers with DOT tickets, and they, as a matter of fact, I think of one in, I think it's Lower Orange County, near the Nyack area. I can't remember exactly where, but we're few and far between. Mm-hmm. And if you know, if you want somebody that's going to come up to Albany to help you out, that's me. Mm-hmm. And if you actually are a truck driver out of another state, like Nebraska or something like that, there's a lot of times where you could call a local attorney and we'll have you sign an affidavit that we can show up on your behalf at any number of these courtrooms.
Wow. Good to know.
As long as it's not, you know, some kind of a criminal arraignment or something like that. And you just give me a call. And like I said, there's not a lot of us out there, so you're guaranteed to be able to find me.
Have you had, you're fairly new as an attorney, have you had a lot of cases so far, or how's that going?
I'm brand new, and I haven't had a lot of cases so far regarding this. The majority of my experience, which is great for truckers too, is as a defense side workers' compensation attorney.
Oh.
Ooh, I work for the bad guy. Oh, quote unquote, I work for the insurance company. For a good solid year, I did nothing but workers' compensation. Oh, so I know the ins and outs of New York State workers' compensation court.
Just to have you in, as a friend in the pocket there,
you know,
a truck driver.
And I understand those unique injuries that truck drivers get. I know that, you know, stick shifting can really lead to that carpal tunnel. I know
Who would think about that?
Because you're always utilizing your wrist and your arm on the right side there. I know that steering can aggravate shoulder injuries. I know that pressing on a gas pedal for 8 hours a day, what we affectionately call the treadle valve, can cause knee conditions. I know that, you know, diving after a box full of bleach that's falling off the top of your pallet can cause a back injury.
Yeah.
And I understand right away when you say something like dock plate, because what immediately pops into my mind is a huge metal plate that's unwieldy, and I understand, whereas maybe the insurance company's lawyer won't, or maybe another lawyer won't, how that kind of thing really can cause an injury.
Mm-hmm.
So if the insurance company's raising questions of causation, I can explain it.
Right.
Let me explain it to them.
That is just awesome. I'm telling you.
Charis.
Yeah, it's very good.
I'll get it sooner or later. Why did you join the chamber?
All right, I joined the chamber because I know the incredible value behind connecting with people and businesses on a personal level.
Good answer.
And there's nothing like the chamber to be able to sit in a room or mix in a party or to be able to connect at a political event face-to-face with all of your business peers.
You know, I have to put my little two cents in here.
Yes.
The first time I met you, Charis, I see this young, petite lady coming up. I'm like, oh, hi, how are you? Oh, just another attorney, blah, 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 blah.
Right,
so
yeah.
She came to one of our So she came to one of our general membership breakfasts that we spoke about earlier at West Hills Country Club. And so she was a new member. So we said, you know, let's introduce our new members to the members. So we called her up to say hello. And so
you
we expected her.
You gave me my 30 seconds of fame.
Yes, her 30 seconds of fame. So I said, okay, just say your name and tell them what you do. So we were expecting just a few words. Hi, how are you? I'm attorney, blah, 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 blah. She, ladies and gentlemen, she got that microphone. She had the crowd on their feet.
Yep. It was amazing. I had no idea I was going to get two rounds of applause in 30 seconds.
That was excellent.
And the folks from the Stewart Airport were in the audience, so she even had the presence of mind. And I'm so thrilled to be here with the gentleman from the Port Authority.
Because I worked as an intern with the Port Authority Legal Department when I was in law school, and it was just such a wonderful opportunity to be able to thank an organization that helped give me my start in transportation law. It was great. That was the first round of applause.
I have to tell our listeners, if you ever looking for an attorney with all these experiences as a tractor trailer driver, you have her under your belt, there's nothing to worry about, because she can speak with experience and the law behind it. So you are just a win-win.
Thank you, Charis.
Let me ask you this: do you do any other kind of law?
I'm interested academically in land use, and by academically I mean that land use to me is very interesting. In law school, I researched. Nuanced land use type of issues, such as religious land use, as it relates to being able to overcome zoning variances, utilizing a federal law that actually allows that under certain circumstances. So those kinds of things, very interesting to me. As I go along, I've begun to start to let's say, hang out with the Orange County Land Trust. Other land use organizations. I've been calling the farmers organizations in the area because, you know, I think that part of my mission as a former blue collar worker is, to not only keep it to truck drivers, but I think those farmers are going to need a hand.
Yes.
You know, and I think the religious organizations in my opinion are going to need a hand. And I do have a not-for-profit rate if anybody's interested in having new attorney that wants to work on some interesting issues.
Well, you're already hooked up with the Land Trust. That's great.
They're great. I'm not an attorney on their behalf, but I have an incredible amount of respect for them. I go to a bunch of their events, and I'm learning so much about conservation easements and ways that farmers can utilize conservation easements in order to make their land more affordable and to be able to keep their land as a farm when they convey it eventually in the long run.
That's a big issue right now in Orange County because so much of our land is agricultural. And the farmers are struggling. And actually, Lynn Sione, our president, has formed an alliance, a partnership with the Farm Bureau, and wants to help them get the word out there that the farms are a business.
Yeah.
And they have to be run like a business, and we have to not. We can't continue thinking of farmers like, you know, the guy in the overalls sucking on a piece of hay. Yeah. These are businesses.
These are sophisticated individuals who have weathered the worst of economic storms. Oh, absolutely.
Senator touched on that the other day, too.
Right, that's true. Mm-hmm. Senator Schumer. When he was with us a few weeks ago, talked quite a bit about how we have to help our agricultural community. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, we have to help our agricultural community and our different service communities. Yeah. There's nothing in the world that we eat that isn't grown by a farmer, and there's nothing in the world that we have, possess, wear, drive in that isn't delivered by a truck at some point.
Right.
And
exactly.
A lot of these kind of things are overlooked. And let me tell you, when you're a driver, sometimes you get treated like a second class citizen.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of my my most favorite memories from being a young lawyer so far. Or a new lawyer so far, is back when I used to deliver furniture and we would go to Manhattan, they'd make us use a service elevator in order to bring things up, to move them into the different apartments. Yeah. And sometimes, even if I wasn't carrying something, I would walk into the building that we're delivering to, and they'd see my service industry shirt with my little logo on it, and they would say, "No, you can't use the regular elevators. The service elevator is in the back," right? Nothing makes you feel worse than, you know, you're helping provide for a family up there, but you have to use a service elevator. Mm-hmm. And so one of my most favorite things was when I was going on interviews and I had an interview with Chartis Insurance in Manhattan in the Wall Street area. Mm-hmm. And I walked past the building in my suit knowing that I was going to be going to a major insurance company for an interview and was not only going to be able to use the regular elevator there, but I walked past the building, the very service door that I had to go in that building, and I just held my head high walked on past.
That's right.
Yep, absolutely. And it's so important to remember that I, as a lawyer, was that service industry person. And those people work so hard every day just to be able to make sure everybody's got what they need to have in life.
We hope that too shall change in the future.
Charis, are you local? Are you from the Hudson Valley, or what is your?
I'm originally from the Hudson Valley. Oh. Yes, I am. I was born in Vassar Hospital, right here in the Poughkeepsie area, and I grew up in New Paltz until I was about 12 years old or so. At which point we moved further north in the Ulster County region into the Kingston and then later Kingston Saugerties area, and then. I've been up and down the Hudson Valley, and as you know, I've been across the country, and I settled with my husband in Orange County.
Mm-hmm. And, Washingtonville, you said you were.
Yes, I'm in Washingtonville. My actual law office is in Washingtonville, New York, just, you know, nestled in one of these cute little bedroom communities
Washingtonville
that Orange County
is nice.
Has.
So, boy, you're really a local girl going out, getting your education, coming back and putting your service here locally. And you know what? That's a real good plus because that's what we want to do. We want to bring all the knowledge from so many people come here and get their education and then move out.
Right.
And leave, right. take it away. But to bring it back, that's really nice. So we need to support it. After this winter and after this interview, you're going to be very busy.
That's the idea. I want to be very busy.
Well, Charis did the right thing when she joined the chamber. Yeah. We saw her immediately. She, mm-hmm. as Andrea mentioned, mm-hmm. she came to our monthly membership breakfast. And she didn't just sit there.
No.
You know, she talked to people and she smiled. And of course, she had her opportunity at the mic, which now is legendary.
I think I was actually high-fived by the president yes. of the Orange County Partnership yes. on the way back yeah. to my uh-huh. seat. It was
yes,
amazing.
You're right.
Thank you,
that.
Maureen. It was just one of the highlights of my life.
That's great, right?
And also, you know, we had a recent member orientation.
Mm-hmm,
Charis
mm-hmm.
was there.
Yeah.
You just see her face. Oh, yeah. And I'm telling you now, if I needed an attorney, and I don't drive a truck, and I don't need your expertise for that, but I think I might call you anyway.
That's
just,
right.
You know.
And we'll know who to really recommend
mm-hmm.
if we ever hear someone who needs a good attorney with the
well,
experience.
Thank you. I'm going to give people a hand, and I'm ready to work with
Absolutely.
People. You know, there is no job too small when
right.
you're an attorney. And that's one of the things that Rutgers actually tried to impress upon us, is that we're going to go back out there into the workforce, and we may be the only attorney
yeah.
that people know.
Yeah.
And they're going to have little questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happens when Avis tells me that they're going to take care of it, but I get, you know, mm. end up with this $200 charge anyway?
Mm.
You know what? Call me with those things.
Mm.
If I can't help you legally, that doesn't mean you have no avenues to be able to pursue
mm.
that you just don't know about yet. Give
mm.
me a call. If I can help you, great. It would be my pleasure to be able
mm.
to assess and help an individual. But there is no job too small. If you're a small business and you just need a contract read, give me a ring.
Mm.
I'm going to read that contract
nice.
For you.
Yeah,
I graduated cum laude from my law school class. And I was editor-in-chief of my law journals. Very
Whoa.
Few things,
so she
even
can
as
write
a new
too.
Attorney, I can't figure out. Exactly.
And that's such an important, I mean, how many people in good jobs these days,
yes,
or
yes.
even students who are cum laude, they can't write.
Yeah.
It's such an important skill that I think kind of got overlooked there for a while. Maybe it's coming back now. I don't know.
As a lawyer, too, you're just trained to write in a completely different fashion.
Yes.
And I actually found that while I was training to do legal writing, that we speak colloquially in a backwards fashion. As a matter of fact, that sentence I just said highlights it. If I was going to write it down legally, I would say that we speak colloquially in ordinary life. What I did in speaking was I put about like three clauses in there that I didn't need. There were like several different commas
going on. That's called legalese. That's what he does, legalese.
You just can't, write like you speak.
Right.
So as
you get paid by the word? That's what I always think about attorneys. You get paid by the word.
No, I pay by the hour. So if I write really slowly, you're going to get it.
That's funny. Charis, are you involved with any of our nonprofit human service organizations at all?
Mm-hmm. I am a member of the Red Cross, American Red Cross.
Oh, good
yeah.
for you.
And I'm a member of their logistics team out
mm-hmm.
of the Middletown area.
Mm-hmm.
So Middletown, Orange County, New York, again, keeping it local to the Orange County
yes.
area. We have tremendous resources in Orange County. Right
mm-hmm.
down to, did you know the Red Cross has a warehouse in Middletown where they keep all of, the majority of the New York metropolitan region's supplies, as far as cots, food, extra
really?
Clothing, blankets,
wow. Didn't know that.
Jackets, water,
wow.
you name it. It's a fully functioning warehouse with forklifts and full-time
wow.
Employees, well, a couple of full-time employees and lots of different almost full-time volunteers who do it for free because
yes,
they
yes.
love the fact that they can help keep mm. the metropolitan region safer.
Wow. That's certainly a mm-hmm. big region.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, they keep all their vehicles there too, which of course is why I got involved, because they promised me big toys to play with.
Do you have a tractor at home that you drive around?
If only.
Yeah, this is not a fair question to ask, but because you've done tractor trailer driving for so long, but which one do you like better, being an attorney or?
You know what's interesting is even though I love being an attorney, I do have a hankering for that for that truck. You can take the girl out of the truck, but you can't take the truck out of the girl.
Did you have a trucker handle?
I did. I for a while I was Susie Q.
Susie Q.
There's a lot of Susie Q's out there, but the reason why I chose it was the fact that it's easy to hear over a CB radio. There's not a lot of things, you know, it's not real high resolution sound.
Yeah.
So even if you have something unique, you know, Charis doesn't really translate all that well.
Yeah.
So people can't tell you.
Charlie.
Chuck. Come on back, Chuck. Got your ears on up there, Chuck.
Really do talk
Oh, they absolutely 100% do. Yeah. I mean, convoys still exist. Yeah. I'm going to swear to you on my life, convoys still exist. You'll be going across country and you'll run with a J.B. Hunt driver and a Western Union driver and a, you know, Land Air and,
so it's
and
a community,
some guy in a big old Purple Pete. And you know, come on up here, big old Purple Pete. Let's put you in the cradle for a little while. There.
All right now.
All right now, Western Star. You got to run that back door. Come on.
You're getting the treat. You're getting the treat.
And I love the accent. Where'd you get that accent?
You have to have the accent in order to use the CB radio.
Oh, I mean, that's dear.
So they still, with all the today's technologies, you still use the CB radio?
Yes. And you know what? Not so much in the metropolitan region because people are angry once they hit the metropolitan region. There's traffic to deal with. There's all this stuff. You know, once you get out into about the middle of New Jersey, the middle of Pennsylvania, the middle of New York State, all of a sudden everybody flips their CB radio switches back on. And like I said, there's just some things that are easier to hear over CB radio, and a southern accent elongates the vowels and everything long enough.
So there's a reason for
virtually
that.
Virtually everybody uses a southern accent.
We know.
It occasionally comes out in my regular ordinary Yankee speech too. My little southern accent creeps in.
Do you have a family or are you just?
It's just me and my husband. I don't have any kids, so again, you know, dedicate my full time to my different pursuits here, which are super important to me. But I like to say it that everybody's my baby. This is why
Do you have dogs?
I have one cat. I want a dog. I want a French bulldog so bad I can taste it. But this is like my mission on this planet. Everybody's my baby. I want to come in. I want to take care of people. That's what I want to do. I want to enjoy myself intellectually too. But I am here to provide a service, and if I can be of use to people, that makes me very happy.
Well, you're a breath of fresh air.
Yes, you are.
I mean, nothing against attorneys, because I have my sister is an attorney, my brother-in-law is an attorney, my brother's an attorney, but there's something about you that's just so
refreshing,
open and natural easy to talk to. Sometimes with attorneys, not sure what I'm supposed to be saying or how I'm supposed to be saying it.
Well, it's when you're an attorney, you have to be very careful of what you say, because you're always conscious of the fact that not only will your client totally 100% rely on the things that are coming out of your mouth, because you're the only interpreter of the law that they know, and that you are in front of them and you're there for a service. But I think that, and here's where I'm going to start picking my words carefully, because I don't want to step on any attorney toes, but I think that if you keep it simple and you keep it real, that you can have an honest conversation without having to pick too many words.
And you'll get the trust from people.
Right, because there's a difference between inventing something and being able to utilize what's in front of you to create a story and to create a dialogue and to make somebody understand something.
All right, we need to get you on a committee. We're going to sign her up for one of our committees.
We're going to sign you up.
All right.
It's nice to hear someone speak clear English. Andrea, maybe just a couple words about a couple events that are coming up real fast.
Oh, absolutely.
And especially the big one we have coming up.
Yes, March 28th, Buy Local Showcase. If you haven't registered already, please. Time's running out.
That's for sure.
get your prime location. Give me a call at the chamber.
And stop by. Just the gallery is a great place to be. As spring gets closer.
And then March 30th, we have our luncheon. And that technology is a theme for that luncheon. Come on in. It's a free lunch. Come on in. Talk with us. Let us know what's going on, how things are working out for you. And then our next general membership breakfast would be April 9th. at West Hills Country Club in Middletown.
The West Hills Country Club has just got this gorgeous buffet, this breakfast
buffet. Yes,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Even if you come out for a breakfast, it's worth the $25 to be able to talk to absolutely everybody and
eat
to
all
get a prelude to this fabulous food.
And, you know, we've never taken the time to really say thank you to the staff at West Hills Country
Club. They are.
Oh, my goodness.
They're wonderful.
I will come out and they will just be there for you at all time. It's a pleasure to have you, Charisse. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Charisse Wojciechowski, CO Law Attorney.
There
you go. Call me on my cell phone, 845-401-1403.
Or you can reach us anytime at the chamber, 845-297-9700. Until then, it was great talking to you.
Great talking to you. Thank you.